calling customer care. My name is Danae. How may I assist you?
Good evening. This is Rosa calling from Chime Bank Loss Prevention Department, and we are on recorded line for quality purposes. Ma'am, I'm calling because one of our mutual customers has filed a dispute with us about a transaction that we made with you guys. And this customer is claiming that she did not receive the items or the merchandise that was availed. So is it okay if I verify this information with you?
Yes, ma'am. Could you provide me with that customer's zip code so I can get their account pulled up here?
Oh, sure. The zip code would be 88345.
What is the customer's name?
Joshua Johnson.
Just a moment. What was the customer's last name again? I couldn't find it with the zip code.
Oh, I'm Johnson.
Is Joshua spelled J-O-S-H-U-A?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Can you possibly provide me with the last four of the card number Mr. Joshua uses?
Oh, sure. So that would be 1789.
Okay. Does Mr. Joshua know a Selena Johnson?
Oh, unfortunately, I'm not really sure because right now I only depend on the customer's or the cardholder's bank statement. So I'm not really sure if this customer paid for someone else's order.
What is Mr. Joshua's address? Could you verify it?
Oh, sure. I have 412 Highway 70, number 323 in Reduzo, New Mexico, 88345.
Okay. So it looks like someone with the exact same last name stays on U.S. Highway 70 in the same city and have the same zip code you provided me with purchased that product.
Oh, okay, I see. So for this one, don't worry. The cardholder is saying that this is really a legitimate charge. It's just that the customer did not receive the item. So for this, I want to confirm that because I'm inquiring about the charge that was made on April 7th of this year, amounting $69.97. Are you showing this charge on your end?
I am, ma'am.
Thank
so
you.
The customers, they have, like I said, they have the same last name, maybe a wife or something. They purchased something on March 20th. And when they made that purchase, it was stated it was a 14-day trial. And after 14 days, they would be billed the full amount for the product they received, which is why they were billed that amount.
Oh, okay. I see 14-day trial. And may I know, what kind of product did the customer purchase with you guys?
That product would be ear pods, Melody pods.
AirPods. Okay, perfect.
Okay, but the customer does not have to dispute the charge. If you agree to drop the dispute and not go on with the dispute, we can refund the product. I mean, the amount.
Oh, okay. So for this one, actually, I'm not allowed to request anything. So for this, we will just advise the customer about this, that if she or he dropped the dispute, we can refund the full amount, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. But may I know, this kind of product, Was it delivered, or when was it delivered?
It was delivered on March 25th.
25th, thank you. And who is the courier? Was it USPS, UPS?
USPS.
Thank you. And are you allowed to disclose the tracking number?
I can. 9400111 08 40 40 75 10912.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And the address that I have provided you earlier, is this the shipping address on
yes.
this order? Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you.
So what I wanted to ask you, ma'am, is did you state that you're not allowed to agree to drop the dispute?
Oh, no. Right now, I don't have any information for that one because, like I said, I only going to obtain some basic information. So for this, we will just advise the customer that if she dropped or he dropped the dispute, that you guys can refund the full amount.
Okay.
Okay? Perfect. Thank you. Oh, and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. May I have your first name once again?
It is Danae.
Danae, perfect. And Danae, upon showing on the tracking number that you have provided me, I have checked the USPS website, and the status of it is package returned to sender.
Package returned to sender?
Mm-hmm, yes.
I do see that too, ma'am. So I had to go and search it to see that. But on our website, it shows as delivered. Now, what I could also tell you is that in order for them to have returned that, they would have had to call in and speak to us in regards to it. We don't have any records of them returning it. So what it means is when it was delivered to them, they probably just stated they did not want the package or just told the mailman or someone to return it. And we have no knowledge of that.
Okay, I see. Thank you for that one. So, yeah, that's all I need to clarify, Denise. So we will just advise the customer to what we have talked about this. And I hope you have a wonderful day, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I hope you all have the same. And just remember, as long as they call in and we know that the dispute is not going to happen, then we'll have it. Yes, we have it stated that you will not go proceed with this dispute, or they will not proceed with the dispute. We can refund them in full.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, thank you so much once again, and stay safe, okay?
Yes, ma'am, you do the same, and thank you for calling customer care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.